Hello, my name is Hamish. I'm going to take you on a tour of some Underground Railroad sites. The Underground Railroad was a secret network of people who helped escaped slaves travel north. Your tour starts in Tennessee, then continues to Virginia, West Virginia, and then ends in Pennsylvania. You will be visiting the Belly Mead Plantation, Fort Monroe, Moncur Daniel Conway House, Bruin Slave Jail, Jefferson County Courthouse, and the Johnson House Historic Site. This trip will last 4 days. It starts on a Monday and ends on a Thursday. It will cost $300 for 3 nights of hotels, $184 for gas to drive, 1,147 miles, and $80 for food. The entry fees for all of the tourist sites add up to $34. The total cost of the trip is $598. First, you will be going to the Belly Mead Plantation. The Belly Mead Plantation is located at 110 Leek Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee. Your tour starts Monday morning at the Belly Mead Plantation. The Belly Mead Plantation was created by John Harding, an American Southern planter and thoroughbred horse breeder. He developed the Belly Mead Plantation from 250 acres to 1,300 acres. The Belly Mead Plantation was established in 1807 and played a major part in the Reverse Underground Railroad. The Reverse Underground Railroad was where slaves were captured and returned to their owners. The term Belly Mead in French means beautiful meadow. The Belly Mead Plantation is open from 9 to 5 every day. Tours start every 30 to 45 minutes. I recommend the Journey to Jubilee tour. It is an hour-long tour that describes the lives of slaves who lived on the plantation. It costs $24 per person, and it is appropriate for ages 12 and up. Another tour offered here is the Mansion Tour. It is the most popular tour. It is a tour of the mansion and a self-guided tour of the grounds and outbuildings. The tickets are $24 per adult, $20 per senior, $13 per youth, and free for kids. After your tour or tours, stop and get some lunch. Next, you will be driving to Marion, Virginia. You will be spending the night at the General Francis Marion Hotel. It is located at 107 East Main Street. From the Belly Mead Plantation, it will take about 5 hours to get there. You will start by leaving the Belly Mead Plantation and turning right on Harrington Pike. Then, take I-440 East. Next, take exit 421 to merge onto I-81 North. Later, take exit 44 toward Marion on US 11. Lastly, turn right onto Main Street and your hotel will be on the left. Today you will be driving to Fort Monroe. Fort Monroe is located at 41 Bernard Road, Fort Monroe, Virginia. It will take you about 5 hours to get there, so I recommend getting an early start. Begin by turning right onto South Cameron Street, then turn left onto I-81 North. Take exit 221 to merge onto I-64 East. Next, take exit 177 for I-295 South. Then take exit 28A to I-64 East. You are getting close. Take exit 268 onto SR-169 East, which is Mallory Street. Turn right onto East Mellon Street and turn left onto Eastus Lane. Park wherever you can. Find an open spot. In 1619, the first ship carrying enslaved Africans arrived at Point Comfort, Virginia, which is now Fort Monroe. The slaves were taken from a Spanish ship during a battle. The ship stopped for supplies and used the slaves for payment. This was the beginning of slavery in the English colonies. Fort Monroe is a decommissioned military installation in Hampton, Virginia. The principal fort was named in honor of President James Monroe. Surrounded by a moat, the six-sided Basin Fort is the largest fort by area ever built in the United States. Although Virginia became part of the Confederate States of America, Fort Monroe remained in the Union hands throughout the Civil War. Fort Monroe originally guarded the navigation channel between the Chesapeake Bay and Hampton Roads. Fort Monroe is open for walking down to dusk. The visitor center is open daily, 10:30 to 4:30 year-round. It is free to visit Fort Monroe. Your hotel is a short 10-minute drive away. The Magnolia House Inn is located at 232 South Armistead Avenue, Hampton, Virginia. Head north on Northgate Road, then turn left on Patch Road, and then right onto Ingalls Road. Take a slight right onto East Mercury Boulevard, and then left onto Woodland Road. Lastly, turn left onto South Armistead Avenue, and your hotel is on the right. Today is Wednesday. You are visiting three places today, so again, I recommend getting an early start. It will take you 2 hours to get to Moncure Conway Historic Site. Head north on South Armistead Avenue and get on I-64 West. Take the exit for I-95 North and then exit 133 for US 17 North. Turn right onto Washington Street and then right onto West Cambridge Street. Your destination will be on the left, 303 King Street, Falmouth, Virginia. Again, I recommend getting an early start. It will take you 2 hours to get to Moncure Conway Historic Site. Head north on South Armistead Avenue and get on I-64 West. Take the exit for I-95 North and then exit 133 for US 17 North. Turn right onto Washington Street and then right onto West Cambridge Street. Your destination will be on the left, 303 King Street, Falmouth, Virginia. The Moncure Conway site is located at 303 King Street, Falmouth, Virginia. The Conway House is a historic home built in 1807. Moncure Daniel Conway was an author, clergyman, and abolitionist. He was born on March 17, 1832 in Falmouth, Virginia, and died on November 15, 1907. He helped 30 slaves belonging to his family escape to Ohio. Two of his three brothers fought for the Confederacy. His opposition to slavery reportedly came from his mother's side of the family. The house was used as a Union hospital during the American Civil War. As a privately owned house, this house is only open to the public for special events, so enjoy a walk around the block to see this historic site from the outside. Short 45-minute drive to Bruin Slave Jail. To get there, take I-95 North to Eisenhower Avenue in Alexandria. Then take 176B. Keep right. At the rotary, also known as a roundabout or traffic circle, take the second exit onto Holland Lane. Bruin Slave Jail will be on the right, 1707 Duke Street. Bruin Slave Jail was originally used by Joseph Bruin, a slave dealer in Alexandria, Virginia, who used this brick building as his slave jail for slaves awaiting sale to individuals and other dealers. Bruin purchased this large house in 1844. Bruin had been a slave dealer in the Alexandria area since 1840. With the purchase of the Duke Street house and its adjacent 2 acres, he had sufficient space in which to conduct his trade. This house is not open to the public, but worth driving by. Your last stop on Wednesday is in West Virginia. It is an hour and a half drive away. Get on I-95 South. Then take exit 45SR 267 West. Next, take exit 1A onto SR 7 West. Then, take the exit onto SR9 and keep left onto the US 340 South. At the roundabout, take the third exit onto South George Street. The courthouse will be on your right in 1.2 miles. The first Jefferson County Courthouse was built in Charlestown, West Virginia in 1803. The building is historically notable as the site of two trials for treason, that of John Brown, an abolitionist leader, and those of unionizing coal miners from Mingo County, West Virginia. The first courthouse on the site was built in 1803, but was destroyed in a fire. Its replacement, the core of the present courthouse, was built in 1836 to 1837, with its present pedimented porch. Now it's time for you to go to your hotel, the Carriage Inn Bed and Breakfast. It's 2 minutes away. To get to your hotel, turn left onto East Washington Street, then right onto South Cemetery Street. The hotel will be on your right, 417 Washington Street, Charlestown, West Virginia. Today is your last day on the tour. You will be driving to Pennsylvania. It is about a 2-hour drive. To get there, take a left onto East Washington Street. Take exit 12B to get on US 15 North. Then take the exit for 176, the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Take exit 326, then exit 340A. Take a right onto West Johnson Street. Turn right on Wayne Avenue and then left onto West Washington Lane. And lastly, left on Germantown Avenue. Your destination will be on your left. Built in 1768, one of the oldest existing year-round homes in Germantown is the Johnson House. John Johnson built the house as a wedding present for his son John Jr. and his bride Rachel Livesey. The Johnson family owned a substantial amount of land in Germantown and was one of the town's wealthiest families. John Johnson's son Samuel was a member of the first school board and the first town council in Germantown. When Samuel married in 1805, he moved into the Johnson house with his bride, Jeanette Roland Johnson. Samuel and Jeanette promoted their anti-slavery beliefs by offering their home as a station on the Underground Railroad. The Johnson house is open today, Thursday, 10 to 4. A walk-in tour is included in the entry fee of $10. I hope you enjoyed your tour following one route of the Underground Railroad through Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Goodbye.